The Torah tells us in Sefer Vayikra, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Yud Beis, about the mitzvah of the Karban Todah, bringing a Thanksgiving offering. In other words, in the time when we had a Beis HaMikdash, Bezman Sheh Beis HaMikdash Kayim, now we don't, but when the Beis HaMikdash was up, a person who survived a life-threatening illness, or we'll see the different situations, brought a Karban Todah, a Thanksgiving offering, and to show his hakaras hatov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for being saved. Today, when we no longer have a Beis HaMikdash, and therefore we can't bring a Karban Todah, so it's what we have called the Birkas HaGomel, which we say, HaGomel, Baruch Atah Hashem, HaGomel L'chayovim Tovos, Shegualani Kol Tov. And that's what the Gemara in Brachas tells us on Nun Dalet Amud Beis, that the four things that we learn out from the Karban Todah today we have by the Birkas HaGomel, that what if you cross Yardei Hayam, you cross over the sea, or you go through the Midbar. So that's the second one. If you were sick and you got better, or you were in jail and freed, again, you know, then that would discuss today. If you're in a country club in jail, you might not need a Birkas HaGomel, but many other jails are very dangerous. It would, I guess it would depend on the situation. So that's the Gemara in Brachas 54b. In fact, it's a famous Vilna Gaon. That we know the night of Pesach has the number of four. We have the four questions, the four children, the four cups of wine. And he says this is another four, the Vilna Gaon writes, that it's the four things that you have to make a Birkas HaGomel. The whole night of Pesach is the Sudas Hodah, that we had crossed over Kriyas Yamsuf, we traveled through the Midbar, people were abused and they were sick and they were healed, and of course Mitzrayim was like a geo Meitzar. So the Vilna Gaon says the four things that we do, the number four that comes up a lot, besides the four kosos, the four questions, the four children, the Arba Banim, we also have another four. And that's what it's to teach us that the whole night of Pesach, it's all about a Sudas Hodah. The whole night is a Thanksgiving offering. We go through the whole procedure. So today the question comes up regarding, specifically, it comes up with a lot of things, but airplane travel. And it could be different now in the year 2020 versus the 1950s. But there's a famous discussion between the Belzer Rebbe and the Klesinger. I believe it was in the 1950s, 1955 perhaps, that he went to Eretz Yisrael. Maybe the first time, I don't remember. He went to Eretz Yisrael and he went to visit the Belzer Rebbe. So the Belzer Rebbe asked, how did you get here? Did you take a boat, a ship? Did you take a plane? The Klesinger didn't know like where he was going with it, but he figured truth is usually the best option. And he said, oh, I took a plane because I didn't want to, it's much quicker, I don't have to worry about the Bittul Torah. So he said, okay, very good, good choice. And he said, you know what, and because you came by plane, don't make a Birkas HaGomel, at least don't make it with the shame or malchus, don't make it with the name. So the Klesinger said, why? Because he says, if you took a ship, so then you're begedi, yardei hayam, the waves and all that, so therefore you have to say a Birkas HaGomel. That's mefurish in the Gemara. But if you're flying above the sea, that's not begedi, yardei hayam. So the simple understanding of the story is that he's saying it's no longer a sakana. Traveling on water is a sakana, but you're flying over the water, it's not a sakana. That's So the question I said, if that's what the Belzer Rebbe said, then I'm not going to make a bracha with the Shem HaMachos. Because mitzvah l'kayim divrei chachamim. As the tzaddik goes there, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu makayim. If the Belzer Rebbe is paskening, it's no longer sakana. It's not because the yoride ayam, so if I don't have to make a bracha. And in fact, you know, as I always say, it reminds me of a story that the halacha dictates the mitzvah, that Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky is a whole discussion. The Rambam, the Gemara talks about Shadim, but the Rambam says they didn't exist. So Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky famously says, it's no question. It used to have Shadim. Once the Rambam passed, can no Shadim, we don't have any Shadim anymore. It's the halachic reality. Once the Belzer Rebbe says it's no longer a danger, it's no longer a danger. But there was a maisa, I think, in the town of the Shagas Ayeh, where someone was very sick, and they told him, if you stay in the town of the Shagas Ayeh, you'll be okay, because he had a different sheet on what the definition of a treif. A treif for someone's going to die within the year. So we see this concept that sometimes the halacha dictates the reality. But either way, that's what he said to Belzer Rebbe. You no longer begeder yorde hayam. And the simple explanation was that it's not a sakana. And there's a follow-up on the story. Later on, the Kozinger came back to Eretz Yisrael. I think the Belzer Rebbe already passed away. By the way, I think the Belzer Rebbe was one, he's on the front row of the cemetery in Eretz Yisrael with all the gedolim. I think it's the Belzer Rebbe, Rav Moshe Feinstein, I think Diane Fisher, they might have made room for, and it could be the Dovev Misharim as well, but I think the Belzer Rebbe, so he passed away. So when the Kozinger came back a second time, he did make a Birkas HaGomel. They said, what's going on here? So maybe it's just the first time he felt you should make it also, but in deference to the Belzer Rebbe, he didn't want to make it. Well, no, he explained, because what happened was I just recovered from a serious illness, even though the Ramban sheet is that you have to make it within 3 days, but others, they stirred it, and if not, they might not, others, the Tzanza, the Divrei Chayim, which is the Kozingers, they hold you could push off the Birkas HaGomel, maybe you want to make sure that you're recovering. And he said, I had a serious injury, serious recovery, so I'm definitely Chayim, I was a Chola. So he knew he was going to Eretz Yisrael, as he wanted to first travel to Eretz Yisrael, and now he can make it the regular HaGomel, but perhaps he still wouldn't if it was but the Kozinger would make it if it was just a regular travel. And in fact, I was a year or two ago when I was flying to Eretz Yisrael, so I met a Belzer Chassid on the plane, and I said, oh, you know the Belzer Rebbe Shita on Birkas HaGomel, and he actually knew it. He said, no shame or malchus. I didn't go over the Hosigya with him, but he knew the Belzer Rebbe Shita. So, and you'll ask, so what's the point? If there's no shame or malchus, why make it at all? So there's the Avidram, the Ravid, that by maybe Birkas HaGomel is different. It still has the status of a bracha even without the shame or malchus. But either way, that's the famous Maisa with the Belzer Rebbe and the Kozinger. So we said the simple understanding was you no longer begeder your dayam, and therefore it's not a sakana. The Minchas Yitzchok Dayin Weiss had a different version. He said that's not what he meant. He's not begeder your dayam. He's saying it's worse. In other words, it's the famous kasha the Machzik Brachayas and others. Why don't we don't find Yitzchok making a Birkas HaGomel after Akedas Yitzchok, or when the Kohen Gadol comes out on Yom HaKippurim out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he's risking his life, he don't make a Gomel, why not? So the Minchas Yitzchok quotes from the Achronim, because you're putting yourself in Sakana. Maybe a Kohen Gadol might not have a chance, HaKadosh Yitzchok you did, but since you're doing it, when do we make a Birkas HaGomel? You're Dei Hayom, you have no choice. The only way to get to the place is taking a ship. But by Akedas Yitzchok anyway, he didn't have to do Akeimom. Maybe he did if he thought God told him. But be it as it may, since it was a certain level, he didn't have to listen. It was Midas. And therefore, that's why you don't make. But he's not saying that it's not dangerous. He's saying maybe it's too dangerous, because that's what. Anyway, that's the famous Shiloh. How could you ever make a Birkas HaGomel Manashach? I think the Binyan T and others ask, like, if it's dangerous, how could you go? If it's not dangerous, why are you making a birka sagomel? So that, you know, so that's where, so that you can get into as well if you're going for parnasa, but if not, that we do make a birka sagomel even when you go on vacation, because there's different levels of sarkana. But be it as it may, that's the, to the Dayan Weiss says, the pshat, it's not that it's not begede yarde ayam, it's, since you volunteered, it is dangerous. Maybe it's more dangerous than a boat. But you can't make a bracha because you did a midaito. So many chassidim, because I think Rav Asher Weiss, which is Sant and Kozinger, the Bells, and many chassidim do not make a birkas hagomel with the shame of Malchus. I think the Satmar Rebbe is an exception, he does, among the chassidim. And they, even not only chassidim, the briskers, I think they say with the brisker Rebbe, food from Eretz Yisrael to Switzerland, they asked him, so what do we do about birkas hagomel? He said, I'm not a posek, but I'm not making one. And that was, so they quote Rav Soloveitchik Shita, that he felt that unless, everyone agrees if there's turbulence, the suitcases are falling down on top of your head, then you make a birkas hagomel. But a regular uneventful flight, that's, the Rav Soloveitchik used to travel all the time by plane, like from Boston. So he felt that if it's a regular trip, you're not nervous about it, don't make a birkas hagomel. He felt that if you were nervous, then you can volunteer a birkas hagomel. On the other hand, Rav Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman felt on every flight you have to make a birkas hagomel. Rav Moshe's shita was because what's the pshat in Yerdei Hayam is something goes wrong, you can't live underwater. So if your car breaks down, you just call AAA, CAA, and you get your car fixed. So you could wait on, you know, within reason, you could wait on the side of the road. But if your ship is sinking, or with the plane, one thing goes wrong, you can't live up in the sky. So Rav Moshe writes, by definition, every flight is a danger, no matter how short you go, how short the flight is. I think the Svarim about Yosef says 72 minutes. If it's less than an hour, 72 minutes, maybe no birkas hagomel. Rav Moshe is on the other hand, and apparently Rav Shlomo Zalman, you make a birkas hagomel every time you fly. I believe that's Rav Yitzchak Abadi Shita as well. That's, I think Rav Moshe wrote it in 1963. So, I mean, that you could discuss that maybe it's more dangerous driving to the airport. But in, but the svaras, in other words, if you look at the statistics, it's probably safer in the plane than in the car, so then you wouldn't make one. Like those posts. Rav Moshe had a different angle, that since you can't live up in the sky or in the water, so the other, that's why you don't do it. So, and we said Rav Soloveitchik had the middle approach, that he went ahead. Well, he had the middle approach. He said he didn't make one unless you felt you were nervous. So, well, mice obviously they're different minhagim, but I think if there is a standard minhag, it probably goes with the Chazon Ish, the Stipler, Sitz Eliezer, Rav Yashuv, that only if you're crossing over. So if you're taking a flight that's not crossing over the Yam, so then you would make a birkas hagomel. But if you're going from U.S. to Israel, you're going on a major flight, flying over the ocean, so then you would make a birkas hagomel on those situations. And Rav Shlomo Zalman, who in general was like Rav Moshe, was against making birkas hagomel. Well, actually, he was for making birkas hagomel. But he says in a case where you're mesupik, whether you need a birkas hagomel, he says when you dive in shacharis in the morning, we have the birkas hashachar, then you say, amavir shena, and how do you end that bracha? Uvene koreno v'segoreno chasodim tovim rochat Hashem gomel chasodim tovim amoyi. So have in mind to fulfill your mitzvah of birkas hagomel. If you're mistaken in terms of whether you can make a bracha, and have in mind for that. So those are the shitas. That's the Vilna Gaon shita. That the number of four. That the night of Pesach is this whole suda soda. Because we got out of jail, we got Mitzrayim, we were saved from illness, they were torturing us. We went through the Kriyas Yamsuf, and that's the number four that comes out throughout the Haggadah, the four children. the four questions and the four kosos and these four different parts where we were saved four times, and hence we have the Sudas Hodah on the Yantav of Pesach.